How about you?
Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Hello and welcome. All right, go ahead, doctor. It's all you.
Okay. Okay. All right. This is the Watchman on the Wall. I'm up and at it. Thank God for his mercy again. I was on this morning, 11:30 to 12:30, giving the glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and telling the world, telling anybody that want to listen, we got some very, very, very good news, information on what's going on in the world today, what's going on in heaven. Heaven is preparing, amen, for this escapade that's getting ready to happen on planet Earth. So there's converse between heaven and earth right now, more than ever. Angels are busy right now. Demons are roaring across the face of the earth, causing catastrophes and awful events, yet and still God is still saving. He's saving because
Amen.
He died to save us from a devil hell and save us from the clutch of Satan himself, because he knows, the devil knows more than the average Christian. He knows his time is short and is running out. So he is making hell on earth right now. He's taking people's lives and he's causing a whole lot of confusion. He's making an attack upon the church. He's making an attack upon the Christian faith. Amen. He's trying to defame the Christian faith, but he can't do it because Jesus Christ is the head of the Christian movement. Amen. Christian means Christ-like. In other words, in order for you to be a Christian, you must know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. Church membership cannot make you a Christian. Going to church cannot make you a Christian. Being in a denomination can't make you be a Christian. Amen. You got to be born again. And God instituted that to Nicodemus. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night because he had a question to ask. He had something to inform Jesus about that he didn't know. And Jesus ended up telling him, ye must be born again, not Amen. Of the flesh or blood, but be born of the spirit of the living God. Nicodemus didn't know all that he thought he knew. He said, I'm old, I'm feeble. I can't get around like I used to. I'm a rabbi. I should know this. And he said, can a man at my age go back up into his mother's womb and be born again? Oh, Jesus said, no, man. No. What's born of the flesh is flesh. And when you're born in the flesh, that means that you're going to live forever somewhere. You're going to live forever somewhere. And that's ever
right.
For somewhere, either you're going to live in heaven or either you're going to live in hell. But Jesus told Nicodemus, this is the man of the Pharisee. This is the man, a rabbi. This is the man
that
doesn't know the Torah. He knew the law. He knew all the riches and everything. And Jesus said, ye must be born again. Except the man be born again, he cannot. Listen to what Jesus said. I didn't say it. Jesus said, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. What's born of flesh is flesh, and what's born of spirit is spirit. Ye must be born again. So now we're going to have to tell you something. Amen. Church going, working in the church, singing in the choir, doing all kind of church activities is all right. That's your duty. But that duty cannot save you. You got
That's
to
right.
be changed. You got to change from darkness to light. And the only light that I know that's in the world, Jesus Christ said, I am the light, not nobody else. I am the light of the world. And as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. If any man, woman, boy or girl ever want to get to God and know God and experience the power of God and be redeemed, you got to come by Jesus Christ. You can't come
Amen.
By Mohammed. You can't come by Buddha. You can't come by Shintoism. You can't come by voodoo with your chicken bones and your blood. You can't come by no other man under enough. You can name 3,000 different kinds of religions, and there's over 3,000 plus religions in the world that men are trying to consider that they're worshiping the true God. But the only way you can worship the true God is in the Spirit. And you must have the Spirit of God in you to be a worshiper of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You cannot be a sinner and call yourself worshiping God. You got to have a change. And that change can come by only Jesus Christ. This is watchman on the wall because I want to get the devil straight. I don't care what the devil say. I don't care what some preachers say. Amen. If they are not preachers, say Jesus and him crucified and the redemption story of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the new sanctified life, which means to be separated from sin and cleansed and made whole and become a saint of God, guess what? You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
And the rapture is almost here, my friends. It's almost here. I mean, I can't be talking about choir practice anymore. I can't be talking about taking collection for the preacher. I can't be talking about that because that is not going to save you. What's going to save you is you got to repent and turn to the living God. This is Watchman on the Wall, End Time Radio Ministry, coming to you from Warren, Ohio, going on down there to what? I'm going on down there in Atlanta, Georgia, on Block Talk Radio. Then I'm going to cross over there into Texas. Amen. I got Brother Timothy Jackson with me, man, my main man, preaching the gospel and telling the people wherever he go, wherever he see, man, you better get it together. Come on, preachers. Come on,
man.
Come on, sir. Come on, choir singer. Come on, church secretary. Come on, ushers of the church. Come on, all the big shots, too, all the little shots, all the so-called elite Christian people, because there ain't no elite Christian person on the place on this planet. Amen. The people of God is not that elite. They're only elite in the spiritual realm. They are serving the living God. They are priesthood. They are an ambassador. And they want to let the world know Jesus Christ is the only way that a man can be saved and be born again and enter to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
I'm so glad to have my brother with me. I'm so happy that he's going to be with me the next 2 hours, and we're going to run it down for you because a lot of things have happened since the last time we was on together. Amen. And we're going to talk about it, and we're going to run it over you. You can take it or you can leave it. And I'm going to tell you right now, we love you. We don't want to hurt nobody, but we got to tell the truth. Amen. We got to put the hammer down because if I don't tell you the truth, your blood is going to be on my hand. Woo! And I don't want no blood to be on my hand.
I know, when I get
to heaven, Lord, tell me something. Tell me something, brother. I don't want to get to heaven. The Lord said, you saved, but you didn't do what I told you to do. I told you to preach the word. In season, out of season. If they don't like it, preach it. If they do like it, preach it. Why? Because number one, if the word of God is not preached, the word of God cannot be explained. And we're going to explain some things to you. We're going to have prayer with you. And we're going to I'm going to have prayer right now. Amen. I'm going to give it over to the brother right now and let him go ahead and kick it off. But I'm going to have prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for this opportunity one more time. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity that you give us to preach your word. And, Lord, we're going to preach it in season and out of season. We ask your anointing of your Holy Ghost. Lord, let the Spirit of God speak because we know your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll cut down to the marrow of the bone. It'll cut deep down into the heart of man that they may be convicted, that they may be troubled with a troubled spirit, and let them know, except you be born again, except you come to Jesus Christ, except you be sanctified and glorified in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We ask you right now, into your hand, into your spirit, we're going to let you speak to us as you give us the wisdom and knowledge to rightly divide the word of truth and don't have to be ashamed of what we say and what we do in your name. Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen. Go ahead, brother. You work with it a little bit.
Amen, doctor. Amen. Thank you for having me. We give all praises to the Most High God. Amen. Yahweh. Amen. I thank him for his son, his ultimate sacrifice, Yeshua. Amen. We thank you for your grace and mercy. Amen, brother. Thank you for having me on the earth. Amen. This is a very, very important day and time that we are in. We are in a very, very important day and time. Amen. The brother said it. Amen. He's telling nothing but the truth, nothing but the whole truth. Amen. We know that the truth will set you free. Amen. Christ is soon to come back to this earth. Amen. No, make no mistake about it. I know the world Hey, man, I know a lot of y'all probably don't want to hear that because you still hadn't bought your house or still hadn't got that diamond ring that you wanted or that expensive car, that nice vacation, something that you just ain't done in this life. Well, guess what? There's some things that Elder Bazaar hadn't gotten to do. There's some things that Brother Jackson has not gotten to do. Amen. That's just how it is. But we know it's got to come to a head at some point. And we know because of the sins of the world. Amen. Who knows?
Amen.
When there is great sin, it reaches to heaven. Amen. See, it used
Amen.
To be, you know, back in the day, it was nations, you know. God would look down, the nations would be, you know, they would just cut up. Remember Nineveh? Amen. How bad
yes,
they
sir.
Were? Amen, the Ninevites, and then we had Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen.
Yeah.
We remember those nations and how evil they were, wicked. In other words, they regarded God not at all. In fact, amen, as like we said before, these nations cursed God. Amen. They cursed God. They cursed heaven. Amen. And we knew that the sin reached heaven. Amen. And so when that happens, amen. When that happens, what has to happen next? Judgment. God hates sin. And you can rest assured and best believe as much sex trafficking is going on behind the scenes that you and I can't see. Amen. So many kids are kidnapped every single day. Tomorrow, children will be kidnapped. Kids that are in their home with their parents right now today, tomorrow they will be missing. It's not... That's a fact. I'm not making that up. I'm not being mean. I'm not just saying that so it can happen. That's a fact. We know that these things will happen, just like there will be people that are here today, but they'll be gone tomorrow. Amen? Just like
yeah.
we know that somebody's living today, but somebody's going to take somebody's life tomorrow. Amen? Somebody's going to make that decision, whether it's premeditated or if it's at the drop of a dime, somebody's going to make a bad decision to take somebody's life, to remove them from this world. Amen. This is the world that we live in. Amen.
Yeah.
We cannot ignore the sins. We talked about this yesterday about Woo-hoo. Babylon, this thing with Babylon. You know, I was thinking about that earlier today, Brother Powell. You hear so many people say, oh, America is Babylon. Oh, Europe is Babylon. Man, let me tell you something. Babylon is an evil, wicked system that has been existing
yeah.
for thousands of years. Since before the time of Christ, thousands of thousands, all the way back towards, amen, the time of the flood, amen, after the time of the flood, when Cush, amen, he was the father
yes,
of
yes,
Nimrod,
sir.
Amen, he was the father of Nimrod,
yes,
and he began to teach this, amen. You have to do a little study and research to find this out, amen, that it was Cush that initiated, but his son Nimrod took it to a whole nother level. Amen. And they was wicked, evil, human sacrifices. Amen. They were doing human sacrifices back in the day. Human sacrifices, taking lives, human sacrifices. Don't care nothing about people. Evil, wicked things. Amen. And so this is
Amen.
New. Amen. When you see folks doing human sacrifice, when you see folks taking life, this stuff is nothing new. This is something that's been happening for some time, amen? And so this is why we know and how we know that Babylon is not just an isolated place where it's just America, because you want to know why? The same thing that is going on in America, going on in Africa, over in India, over in,
yes.
over in, amen, over, amen, doctor, amen, it's going on over in Europe, Asia, South America, you name it, amen. Sin, sex trafficking, kidnapping, prostitution, amen, secret societies, all these things are going on across the planet. So how could it be that just America is Babylon? That's not the truth. Babylon is a wicked system that has been existing for many, many years. Amen. Watch this. I'm going to show
Amen.
You over in Revelation. Amen. The 17th
ahead,
chapter. Amen.
Go ahead,
we're going to take a look at verses. Amen. Hey, man, we'll take a look at verses 1 and 2. Now, just verse 1. We're going to look at verse 1. Watch what it said. And then we're going to come back to verse. I'm going to read verse 2 right by. Because I want you to understand what you are dealing with. See, we don't have just pornography in America. There's pornography in South America. There's pornography over in Hawaii. They're doing pornography over in Asia, Europe, you name it, anywhere on this planet. Amen. They ain't just killing people in America. They ain't just racism in America. There's racism all over the planet. This is a wicked system that the devil has perpetuated on mankind. Now watch what it says in Revelation 17, chapter verse 1. It says, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore.
Man, come on now.
That
come on.
Upon many waters. Man, when I read that, that spoke volume to me. I said, wait a minute. People have been saying for years that America, but America ain't Babylon. It said that the whore, the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. You say, well, America's surrounded by many waters, but you got to open your mind spiritually and know that this is bigger than just America. Lucifer is bigger than just this one country. Satan said, I don't want just America. He wants the entire world. This is the book of Revelation. This is something that's been prepared for thousands of years. This is why it has been moving from cities, to nations, to continents, to the next continent, because Satan knew at one point in time he wanted to rule what? The entire world. We know that this is in the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation, and he has been setting up his world. There used to be a song, Doctor, and I know you know it. It said, Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. I remember my dad used to sing that. Hey, it says, Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down.
Go ahead, brother.
You've been building your kingdom all over this land. I know I can't sing, but you get the point that I'm making.
That's all right.
Satan has been building. Come on, doctor. He's been building his kingdom. Come on now. You know it, doctor. Since the Garden of Eden, he made a place. As soon as Adam made that mistake and took of the fruit and disobeyed God, Satan said, thank you. I got the deed to the earth. Now I
got
to begin to come on, doctor. Talk to me now.
Man, talk about it.
Talk to me. He said, thank you, Adam. You just handed me the deed to this planet. And now I'm the ruler of this world. And now
come
I'm
on,
gonna
preacher.
Do what I wanna do. I'm gonna build my kingdom. I'm gonna kill. I'm going to steal, I'm going to destroy, I'm going to rape, pillage, you name it. Lucifer has been doing it since the Garden of Eden. Mankind has given him the deed to this planet, and that's what he is doing. Amen. Now watch what verse 2 says. I got to say this, and I'm a brother, let me turn it back over to you. I can. Verse 2.
Go ahead.
Watch what it says, verse 2. It says, with whom the kings of the earth. See, you got to understand the language of the Bible to interpret it. This says, with whom the kings. It ain't just talking about the president of the United States. It's talking about the king of England, the queen of England, of Europe. The king of Africa, the queen, whatever the titles are, it's talking about the kings of the. In other words, the rulers of the world. All together, they come to a table. This is a brotherhood. And if you say, if you want to eat at my table, you want to be wealthy, you want to be rich, you want to have the desires of your heart, you got to play my game. You got to dance to my tune. You got to dance to my music. If you
thank
want
you,
to be part of, amen, you better say it, doctor. Thank you. Amen. You got to play. You got to dance to my music. If you want to, be richer, well, so these folks have sold their souls, sold their families out, sold their nations out for what? So that they can live good. It says, with whom the kings of the earth, that don't sound just like America. That don't sound just like Europe or China, amen, or Africa or South America. It says, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. Amen.
Come on.
So you think about that. Amen. And the inhabitants of the earth, which is who? The people, the nations. Amen. Have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
All right,
said,
preacher.
Well, doctor, what exactly is that talking about? Man, we're going to start with wine, since it said with wine of fornication. Amen. They get you intoxicated. They call wine spirits. Amen. When you get too much of drugs or something that's intoxicating, don't you know that opens up a portal? Amen. That opens up something that opens up a gate into your soul or devil spirits. If you ain't prayed up, if you ain't got salvation, see, what you don't understand is that an evil spirit can't possess a believer. Amen. I said it, and I'll say it again. I know some of y'all don't really believe that. But see, you got to study your Bible to know and understand. See, an evil spirit can't possess a spirit. See, when on the day of Pentecost, when God gave the saints the Holy Spirit, amen, he said, I'm going to seal them. Ooh, man, I'm going to seal them so I won't lose them. Christ didn't go to the cross just to lose you. God don't lose. That's kind of what I said. Amen. My God don't lose. Amen. So in other words, what it says, so when we talk about the fornication, let's deal with that, because I need to deal with that. Amen.
Go ahead.
That means to indulge, to practice, amen, to commit. And so when you think about the word fornication, that is talking about, is talking about, amen, sex, but what it's also talking about is what? The sins of the world is what it represents. Amen. So in other words, if you want to make money, amen, come on, doctor, talk to me. Amen.
Come on.
I got to say this before I turn it back over to the brother, before I turn it back over
Help
to the doctor. Amen. The Bible says that the love of money is the root. You know what a root is? Do you ever get weeds in your yard? Hey, let me say, boy, it's the spring, summertime now. Here in Texas, it's nice and hot again. And, man, I tell you, I can't stand them weeds. But them weeds get on my nerves. And they say to get rid of them, you have to dig in the earth and get down to the root. Amen. And dig it out by the root to get rid of them weeds. Amen. And whenever I have to use the word root, it's because, amen, you want to know what's the indebtedness to sin and evil? Money. That's what drives people to do it. People will kill for money. People will steal for money. People will rob their own mother and knock their daddy upside the head for money if they ain't careful. Amen. People don't care nothing about you when it comes. People will set you up to get killed for money. Amen. The love of money is the root. In other words, the indebtedness of sin and evil. Amen. Money, the love of money is the root to all, not some, to all. So, amen. So, Satan, you know what? If I can get people to love money, love stuff, say, if you want to live lavish, see, Satan began to establish the classes a long time ago, right outside the garden. See, if I can get people to love this and distinguish the difference between the two and say, hey, if you want to, see, if you have more, you can get more. See, with more money, you get more women. You get more men.
Come on.
You get more cars. You get more clothes. See, people begin to desire what you have. You get more stuff, jewelry and stuff. And so
Come on,
I got your attention. Amen. I got your loving money. Amen. So how are we going to make the money? The devil said, we're going to sell alcohol. We're going to sell drugs. We're going to sell sex. See, don't you know that the government is in on all? Don't you know that the government gets some of the? Why do you think there's different mafias and different cartels and different organizations that are doing evil behind the scenes? You think the government can't shut them down? Man, please, if the governments of the world want to shut these organizations down, they can, but they won't, because you want to know why? They make money. They are in cahoots with these different. Come on, man. You better preach. You better talk to me, doctor. Amen. They are in cahoots with these evil jokers. Amen. They're shaking hands. Because you want to know why they all serve the same God, amen? Because that's why your dollar bill got the all-seeing eye with that pyramid on it. Because you want to know why? Who was that? That's the eye of Lucifer, the eye of Satan, the eye of the devil, amen. That's who that eye is on the back of your money, on the $1 bill, amen. Because he said, you know what, I want to put you on the lowest bill that I possibly can. You want to know why? I want everybody. See, everybody don't have $100. Everybody don't have $1,000. See, everybody can come across $100. Your kids can have a $1 bill. Amen. He said, I want this to touch everybody's hand. I want everybody to be drunk. Man,
come on.
With the wine of her fornication. And this is what happened to the world. And this is how we know, and I'm going to get it back over to the brother. This is how we know that Babylon, amen, you got to think outside the box when you read the Bible. You got to think spiritually. Amen. Babylon is bigger than one country. Amen. This was a system that was established thousands of years ago. And they said, you know what? This system is perfect for this world. It works. Amen. You know the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Amen. So they say, you know what? We're gonna use this system, and we're gonna use it not only just here, but we're gonna use it all over the world. The devil said, yeah, use it all over the world to deceive man. And this is what we're dealing with. Amen. The brother talked about it yesterday. It's heavy. The sex trafficking thing is no joke. Amen. This is little girls and kids, and they are making money. And like I said, if they want to, they got satellites in the sky. I know, because I used to work in the mortgage. I used to work in mortgage. They got satellites that can see the ground. We used to see it. We were shocked. We were like, they got this type of technology. So, and I was thinking myself, I said, if they got this type of technology, they can find criminals. This technology, I want you to know, this technology is real time and also records stuff. So if they want to go back and see what happened, they can. They can see who killed somebody. They can find out who's kidnapping these kids, but they won't do it. Amen.
Come on, preacher.
They got to have so much crime to keep the police forces going, to pay them payroll, to keep the attorneys making money, to keep the judges making. Man, y'all not ready for this. This is some heavy
come
stuff.
On, come
doctor,
on.
Go ahead. Hey, man, go ahead, doctor. I'm going to give you some. Go ahead, doctor.
Man, you don't drop the hammer. You don't drop the hammer. You don't drop the hammer on Slewfoot. And Buddy, he said, no, don't be telling all this. Don't be telling all my plans. But the plan is already in the Bible, because the Bible tells you exactly, I'm going to tear your kingdom down. Satan, I'm going to tear your kingdom down. Oh, that's enough of that, because, you know, the world think they're going to make time. They think they're going to come out victorious, but the world is going down in the tube. You know why it's going down in the tube? Because they have refuted. They have denied. They have rejected. They have talked about the God of heaven. They have laughed at him. They have made fun of him. They have told jokes about it. They have took the Bible and tried to preach. Preachers ain't even taking the scriptures out of the Bible. They're going through motivation speeches. That's the Illuminati. That's Satan right there. And Satan thinks he's going to build a kingdom that's going to last. But his kingdom ain't going to last, because every kingdom that was up on the earth, amen, was influenced by the devil. Woo! Listen to me. How about the Egyptian Empire? Where is it now? It's gone. What about the Assyrian Empire? It's gone. What about the Babylonian Empire? It's gone. What about the Median Persian Empire? It's gone. What about the Eastern Empire? It's gone. What about the Roman Empire? It's gone. But Rome is trying to come back. All the kingdoms of the world belong to who? Satan. I wish I could get that through your mouth. Get that through your spirit. Every kingdom of the world belongs to Satan, because Jesus said, my this is what Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. He said, if my kingdom was of this world, they wouldn't be fighting and killing and murdering and raping and doing nothing. My kingdom, I'm going to build it specifically on myself. I'm going to be the foundation of my kingdom. I'm going to be the one to have the everlasting kingdom. I'm going to be the man that bring in the millennium reign. I'm going to be the man that take the tribulation saints and 144,000 through the tribulation. I'm going to be the one of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Satan said, "No, I'm going to have to do some. I'm going to have to do some trick here." And let me tell you, the brother brought it out when he talked about that love of money, because that money got people, church folks. Oh my God, church folks gone mad over money. Church folks, preachers gone mad. And they're calling themselves preaching the gospel. No, they're preaching prosperity. They materialism, and that's what the devil tried to hand to Jesus in the fourth chapter of St. Matthew at the last temptation. Satan had a gall enough. Now listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Satan had a gall enough to come to the Son of God, the God of heaven, the omnipotent. Emmanuel, the one that came from nowhere, because he's everywhere and there's nowhere for him to go that he cannot be. He had the nerve and the gall to come to Jesus Christ and tell him, look, if you will fall down, if you will fall down and what? Worship me.
That's right.
I'll give you. Now, what in the world do Jesus Christ want with the kingdom of Satan? He ain't got no kingdom. His kingdom is coming down. Jesus said, thou shalt what? Worship who? The Lord God and him only. In other words, you got to pray on your knees. You got to get down on your knees. You got to repent. Why? Because what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And the world today is gaining to get the whole world and have prosperity, have fun, and do things with money. They'll kill you for money. They'll rape you for money. They'll drop their morality for money. Why? Because that love of money says, I can get anything I want. And the more you get, the more you want. People will kill their own loved ones for money, for insurance policies. People were poisoning the daughter. They were poisoning the father to get the inheritance money. Preachers will say anything. They'll tell lies to get money. If you go away and go to hell and tell you it's all right, you'll get to heaven on your work. You'll get to heaven on your behavior. That's a lie. Ain't nobody going to go to heaven on their own works. Ain't nobody going to heaven on their own looks. Ain't nobody going to heaven on the new car or the new house. You ain't going to heaven that way. You can go to church.
Right.
You can go to church. Your face look like the front door of the church and die and go to hell because one thing you didn't do. I'm going to read you something so you can get the point of it. Listen, in the ninth chapter of what? Isaiah tells us the kingdom that I'm talking about. It says, sixth chapter. 9:6, it says, for unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end, and upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice. For that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform that. Good God Almighty.
Amen.
And then the devil says, look, how is the Lord going to build his kingdom? And Satan is saying, I don't see his kingdom nowhere. Good God Almighty. But he don't know who he's dealing with. Hey, he thought he was dealing with a cheap boy scout, but he wasn't dealing with a cheap boy scout. He was dealing eternal God. And Jesus told Peter, look at what he said to Peter. Peter said, who do you say that I am, Peter? Peter, and he said, some said you are Jeremiah, some said you are Isaiah, some said you are Elijah, some said you are one of the prophets. And Jesus looked at Peter and said, hey, Peter, who do you say that I am? And Peter looked and Peter looked at Jesus and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus talked back to him and said, did not revealed that to you, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed to that. And I'm going to build my kingdom after the resurrection, after I come from the grave, after I suffered and died, after I get the victory of death, hell, and the grave. I'm going to start my kingdom. And I'll start my kingdom. It's going to take about 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. After the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Only the disciples. You look at me. You see the nail prints in my hand. You see the scars on my back. You see everything that I receive on Calvary's cross. Well, I'm back again, and this time I'm coming back. I'm going to go back to heaven, and then 10 days later, I'm going to send you some power from on high. I'm going to fill you with the Holy Ghost, and one thing I want you to do, I don't want you to go down to the drinking bar. I don't want you to go down to the whorehouse. I don't want you to go down there and lay around. I don't want you to go around and go to the gambling den. I want you to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And after the Holy Ghost come, I want you to be a witness. I want you to be a witness. I want you to go and tell the world that Jesus Amen. Christ is Lord. To the glory of God, and now salvation is acquired. And they tell me 120 was in the upper room, and at the upper room they came out preaching the gospel, and the Jews had came from around the world, and they preached the gospel and didn't speak with other tongues. I'm talking about now. Listen, what I'm doing. Jesus Christ is building His kingdom, and He started with 120, but the devil already had his kingdoms here, and all his kingdoms are coming and going. But Jesus Christ was saying in Isaiah, it's going to be an everlasting kingdom. It's going to be a kingdom Amen. Forever. It's going to them after I clean up sin and degradation. It's going to be cleaned up after I conquer death, hell, and the grave. And the devil said, well, if you can try. And Jesus said, I ain't worried about trying, because all power in heaven and earth is in my hand. And since then, Amen. Jesus is going back to heaven. And for 2,000 years, the gospel of the kingdom has been preached. The gospel of grace has been preached. And let me tell you, God is saving. He's saving today. He was saving yesterday. He was saving every year. He was saving every decade. He was saving every day. He's saving every month. And they tell me the count is growing because the church is growing. I know what a lot of people saying. It seems like the church Amen. Is going down the tube. Maybe your church is, good God Almighty, but my church belongs to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And since it belongs to the Jesus Christ, guess what? Jesus Christ said, when I save you, I'm going to save you forever. You are never going to fall back into sin. You are never going to become a sinner again. Why? Because Jesus Christ, amen, when he saves you, he saves you forever. There is no such thing as off and on salvation. You'll be found one day and lost the next day. You say, well, I thought I had it, and I knew I had it, but seemed like I ain't got it. But see, God don't work like that. He's not the God of confusion. When you get saved, you'll know you got saved. You can tell the world you got saved. If you can't tell them that you've been born again, if you're not living a new life, if you're not telling folks the love of God and showing the love of God and living a sanctified life, if you're still hanging around bars and old houses, if you're still gambling and lying and cheating and backbiting and committing adultery and call yourself a child of God, you're a lying wonder, because sin cannot deal with sin cannot deal with righteousness. And the righteousness of Jesus Christ is when he died on Calvary's cross. On Calvary's cross, he eliminated sin for those that want to get rid of sin. If you don't want to get rid of sin, God ain't going to push it on you. Amen. You got to want to be something. You got to want to be born again. You got to want to be something for God. You got to want to work for God and live for God and show God's mercy and his love and his mercy. And if you ain't got that in you, amen, you just walking around as a dumb man. You walking around like a dead man. And the brother was amen. Telling us about this great order. In the book of Revelation, that is a false church. That's what they is. It's a worldwide thing. It's a worldwide Babylon. And it started in the 10th chapter of Genesis when Nimrod built a tower to heaven and was claiming that deity and trying to take the deity of God Almighty. And when the people was in one language, they all could understand one another. And they all said, Amen. Let us build tower to heaven. And the world today is trying to build a tower to heaven. They're trying to build all these old false doctrines and try to put it in God's lap. And God said, I'm going to spew it out of my mouth. Y'all make me sick. He'll tell me if I'm not living right, Brother Bazard or G.E. Bazard, whatever your name, you make me sick because you're not standing up for my word. You're not carrying my word. You're not telling the people the truth. And one thing I don't play with God, and I know Brother Jackson don't play with God. We say what we mean, what we say. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you know that you need to know him today. Why? Because Satan got all the organizations going under the name of Jesus Christ, and it's not under the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to name some of them for you so you won't be ignorant and don't know what's going on in the world today. In the 2 Thessalonians 2:7 say, for the iniquity, the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Satan has tried to build his kingdom ever since the Garden of Eden. Iniquity started in the Garden of Eden, y'all.
That's right.
That time, Turkey lied to Eve, and he lied to Adam, but Adam knew exactly what was going to happen if he eat that fruit of knowledge of good and evil. But the only way Adam did it, he did it to please his wife. And then pleasing his wife, he made the biggest mistake that he ever could dream of. It was Adam. It was Eve that was deceived. And the devil came to Eve, the sweet talker, and make that thing look good. And the devil does. He makes don't get me on that. He'll make a woman look like, the Statue of Liberty. Man, she got the right. Thing in the right place. She's got the right bosom. She got the right hips. She walked right. And guess what? When a woman goes before a man and a man look at that, it turns cross-eyed. It looks good. It'll feel good. It'll taste good. It'll make me feel good. And so what happens? He puts beautiful things in there to deceive you. And the churches have been deceived today by false preaching. They make it. They try to make the gospel as a smooth, easy road, but the gospel is not a smooth, easy road. The Bible says if you live godly, if you live righteous, you're going to suffer persecution, and people don't like to suffer persecution for Jesus Christ today. But I'm going to tell you, I'm one man on this planet that I'd rather suffer for Jesus Christ and die and go to heaven than have the pleasure for a sin for a season, because sin is death. Sin is separation. Sin is agony. Sin is treachery. Sin is everlasting, and the gates of hell is wide open for those that are plundered into the bottomless pit. And the bottomless pit is just a place for the sinner man to wait until he goes to the lake of fire. And everybody said, I want to go to heaven, and they don't want to live right. They don't want to get saved. They want to go to heaven, but they don't want to get saved. And you can't go to heaven unless you be saved, because your sins have to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. If it's not washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you're still in your sin. You're still playing a hypocrite. You're still cold. You ain't even hot. You ain't even simmered hot. And Jesus Christ said in the church of Laodicea, y'all make me sick. Why? Because you're confessing my name and you don't know my name in your heart. And we got a lot of people in that category that's been in church for 40, 50, 30, 60 years and don't know Jesus Christ, and they're always raising hell. They're always complaining. This is my church. My pastor is this. My pastor is that. Well, I hope you got a good pastor that's preaching the gospel of the truth and preaching holiness and preaching righteousness and living what he back up. Because if you preaching and you ain't backing up, your preaching is in vain because it don't have no power behind it. You got to have power to preach this gospel. You got to have power to live right. You got to have power to love right. You got to have power to forgive people. You got to have power of mercy and kindness and generous to people who are lesser than you. You can't be a dictator in the house of God. And you just a shepherd. If you're a good shepherd, God said you got a reward. If you're a bad shepherd, you got to deal with God on that. I ain't messing with that. I don't know where you at, but I'll tell you one thing: where you should be, you need to know Jesus Christ. I don't care. Would you say, well, I've been preaching for 30 years. I've been preaching for 40 years. Well, I don't care. I've been preaching for 57 years. That don't make me no higher than you. I'm just a gospel carrier. I'm going to carry the name of Jesus Christ everywhere I go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to preach the undoctrinated word of God. Listen to what it says. The mystery of iniquity is already working. The devil is working in mysteries. He's got a whole lot of mysteries, and he's got a whole lot of secret societies on the planet right now working behind these secret societies. These secret societies are in the government. This is what I'm saying. They're in the government. They're in high order. They are the prince powers of the air. They are demons, organizations. They're orchestrated by the devil. And we got a beast by 12 or 13 different secret societies that's working in the government now in the United States, in England, in Russia. And they'll call this the Freemasonry. Let's talk about that a little bit. Freemasonry. Freemasonry are diabolical. Devils. Oh, they look good. They can dress and they can do all things, but they don't believe in the word of God. They take some of the word of God in you, but they twisted it. And when they twist it, guess what? They become antichrist because they don't believe that Jesus Christ, what, is the Son of God. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. The Masons do not believe in that. And the reason why they don't believe in that, because that's the highest doctrine in the Bible. That's the doctrine of salvation. Whoever confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God shall be saved. Whoever confesses not shall be damned. So when a man comes up and denies that Jesus Christ came in the human flesh and he is God, not was God, he is God, he always was God until he was manifested. And when he was manifested, the world saw Jesus Christ back there in 30 AD and they haven't seen him since then, but yet and still he still exists. They didn't see that some of them saw the resurrection. Some of them saw the suffering, but yet and still there's a lot of living in the world today didn't see that. And guess what? They say, well, since I didn't see it, I don't believe it. But whether you believe it or not, it's true. It's a fact that Jesus Christ got up out the grave. It's a fact that he's coming back again. It's a fact that you better be born again. You better know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. It's a fact that if you die without Jesus Christ in your life, you're going to bust hell wide open. A freight train's going to outrun you. Amen, because the train is full of what? Backbiters, liars, hypocrites. It's full of what? All kind of secret society. That's the first one. Freemasonry, number one. Octopus Deus, that's another secret society. The demonic, demons. The New Age movement, demonic. United Nations, demonic. The Club of Rome, demonic. The Knight Templars, demonic. Skull and Bone. Think about it. Demonic. The Illuminati. Highly demonic.
Come on.
Council of Foreign Relations. Demonic. The Bilderbergs. Demonic. The European Union. Demonic. Jesuit. The Jesuits. That's a Roman Catholic secret society. And they are demon possessed. And they know how to make it sleep. The Pope believes in the Illuminati. The Pope don't believe that Jesus Christ necessary for Jesus Christ to die and come back from that. He don't believe that. But yet still he's going around with a stick with Jesus Christ on the cross to have robbed himself as if he's so holy. He's not holy because, number one, he don't know who Jesus Christ is. He denied the blood of Jesus Christ. Go to the Vatican and look inside the Vatican and see all the demonic relics that's on the planet, on the wall. You will come out of there scratching your head because it's demonic. Don't you know, good God Almighty, I don't know how to tell you this. Don't you know the Roman Catholic Vatican having contact with alien beings, demonic demons? Don't you know? And camouflage themselves of knowing these aliens that's flying around, and these aliens, man, they call them UFOs, but actually it's demonic activity in the air. Flying saucers is demonic activity in the air, and these vehicles, amen, are going to come to Earth pretty soon, and they'll soon come because the world is telling Jesus Christ, we don't need you. The world don't want Jesus Christ to come back to this earth. The church folks, don't want Jesus Christ to come back to this earth.
The preachers
don't want Jesus Christ to come back to this earth and straighten it out, because he's the only one that's going to be able to straighten out. And so the world is waiting for Superman to come. They already done put it on TV set. They already got it on all to look at, all this year magic, all this year new kind of ways of transforming yourself and transporting yourself and doing a magical thing. This is all demonic. Your TV is full of demons.
That's devils. Right.
Everything they put on, it's got to do something with the devil, because the devil is well organized and he knows how to slide and slick. He knows how to back walk and go forward. He knows how to trick you. And if you don't listen to the word of God and don't read the word of God, he will deceive you. So these Illuminatis are selling out Hollywood. All those movie stars, most of them are under the influence of the Illuminati. Satanic power. They will do anything for a buck. They will, what you said? They will turn gay. They will become lesbian. They will become, give me $1 million. Give me $1 million. I go to bed naked. Hey, you give me $1 million. Man, shoot, I give you $1 million, but let the people show my behind. Give me $1 million. I'll sell it. I'll sell you my behind to get $1 million. Women are selling their sex to get $1 million. All those women, for the Oscars, man, them some filthy folks. And people talk about, ooh, ain't she cute? But let me tell you, you don't know what they do behind closed doors. They do some rotten, low down, dirty things. And still got the nerve enough to say, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. And the Lord give me this gift to get this award. That's a lying wonder. God ain't give you no gift to go out there and strip yourself. He didn't give you no, he didn't give you to go out there and lay with that man and call yourself being married to him. He didn't give you that. Satan said, I'll give it to you. If you want the money, you can get it. This is your world whore. This is the world whore that's sitting up on the scarlet beast. Because when she sits up on the scarlet beast and you look at her, man, she's a gorgeous woman. She's a gorgeous woman. She got that slit in the thigh that you can see that thigh in the eye. Ooh, her bosom hanging out. Come on now. She got that long hair with that red lipstick on and those ear bobs bobbing around. Come on now. And she's looking at you with that winking eye and she's smiling at you. Guess what? Solomon said in the Proverbs, he said, that whorish woman can lead you to the slaughter like what? An old ox. And men today are being led to the slaughter by these women that's dressing like they're going to take a shower and ain't think about no shower, out on the streets, in the churches. Woo! My God! That's the great whore. That's what? Sitteth upon the waters. Do you know how many people's on this planet right now? 7.1 billion. 7.1 billion people are on this planet. People are dying every day, and people are being born every day. And
that's right.
They're making the same cycle as they did in the old days of Noah. Things are not going to get better, my friends.
That's
right. The church is not going to get better. The church is getting ready to leave. The church done did their job for 2,000 years. And out of the 2,000 years, I've been hammering for 57 years. 2,000 years, Brother Tim's been hammering for 22 years, trying to tell you, Jesus Christ is the only way you can be saved. Good God Almighty. Ooh, I'm going to give it over to the brother. Just give me 1 minute. All these religions is going around thinking they are doing God's work. We got Jehovah Witness. We got the humanism. We got the occult. The voodoos and the hoodoos and the shoe dudes and all these wicked people that gets in a closed room and they strip their clothes down and they get in the water. And then after they get in the water, they have sex orgies. They swap wives. Men with men, women with women, and they're considering themselves as worshiping God, and it's not worshiping God. They're blaspheming in the occult world. You got the evolution that say that man came from a monkey. Maybe you came from a monkey,
right.
But God made me, and he designed me after him, and he made every creature, he made every human being after his likeness, and you got witchcraft. Don't you know we got witchcraft in the government? Do you know Hillary Clinton was witchcraft? Do you know Obama's wife, Michelle, is in witchery? Oh, you didn't know that, huh? Oh, my goodness. Don't you know she got the whole volume of Harry Potter's? And Harry Potter was witchcraft. He believed in magic. Don't you know
Buddhism? That's right.
Is witchcraft. Taoism is witchcraft. Don't you know Islam is witchcraft? I don't care how long their dresses is. I don't care how much they talk about moral value. I don't care how much they talk about anything. But one thing they will not talk about, they will not give the glory and the honor to the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ.
And
they confess
right.
with their mouth, believe with their heart that Jesus Christ is God Almighty, that he died on Calvary's cross, that he stayed in the grave for 3 days and three nights, and on the third day morning got up with all power in the heaven and earth. Don't you know the Muslim don't teach the rapture? Don't you know the Muslim don't teach the Antichrist? Because the Antichrist is himself. Don't you know the Muslim don't teach about the peace treaty that's coming up pretty soon? Don't you know the Muslim don't talk about the tribulation period? Don't you know the Muslim don't talk about the 144,000? Ooh, Lord Hammer, they don't talk about Revelation, because Revelation, ooh, is far beyond their minds can comprehend, because the Bible says whoever confessed that Jesus Christ is the Lord God of Israel, he is of God, and those that confess not is not of God. Don't you know that Judaism is trying to come back in the Jewish realm? The Judaism is trying to bring back into the world, and the Jews are saying that we want Judaism, but Judaism cannot come back. But God said, all right, since y'all have not listened to me, I'm going to give you an opportunity to make a choice. And so the Lord's going to let the Jews rebuild their temple. He's going to let them go ahead and offer the sacrifice of animals. And then he said, I'm going to send a man that's called the Antichrist, and he's going to say that he is Jesus Christ, and the Jews are going to be well pleased, because he let them build the temple. But by building the temple in the first part of the tribulation, the Jews are going to think that he is the Messiah. But he is not the true Messiah. He's the fake Messiah. He's a liar. He's a son of perdition. Tell me, Judaism will never come back, because when Jesus died, he ripped the veil temple from top to bottom, and no longer we can use animals. And goats and mules and all kind of clean animals to offer sacrifice. But Jesus came, and when Jesus came, he eliminated that. And now it takes the blood of Jesus Christ to save your soul. It takes the blood of Christ that was shed on Christ, on Jesus, on his cross. It takes the blood, because the soul is in the blood, and the blood of Jesus Christ, the soul of God, the spirit of God was in the blood. And by being in the blood, somebody had to open the fountain. And when Jesus said, on Calvary's cross, the blood fountain was opened, because they wrote a song about it. He said, there is a fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's name. And if the sinner falls beneath the flow, he'll lose all his guilty stain. I want to let you know this, that the blood of Jesus, it goes to the deepest valley, and the blood of Jesus reaches to the highest mountain. And there is no other religion, there's no other denomination that carries the blood like the Christian faith. The Christian faith says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So what you talking about?
Amen.
You go to heaven on your works. You got agnosticism. You got Hinduism. You got spiritualism. You got Bayar. You got schizoism. You got Scientology. You got deists. You got voodoo. You got Satanism. You got secularism. You got Mormonism. And there's probably about 2,800 more that carry the name of religion. But none of them, listen to me what I'm saying, none of them claim to have a savior that died on Calvary's cross. None of them claim that there was a man from Galilee. None of them claim that he died and rose again. None of them claim that he came up that grave on the third day morning and had all power in heaven. None of them claim that there's a day coming when the church of the living God will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And then the whole 17th chapter of Revelation will be fulfilled, because the church will be consisting of corrupt people. And these corrupt people will unite together under the Rome Catholic diocese. And they will say that the Pope is the false prophet. And they will say that the Antichrist is Jesus Christ. And the world will say, yes, yes, that's what we want. We want that, because he does not require repentance. He does not require salvation. He said you can live in the way you want to. If you want to go to bed with your mama, your daddy, your sister, if you want to go ahead, just worship me. That's what Satan wants, worship me. And the more you worship sin, the more you do evil, the more you will worship the devil. And the devil today got a whole lot of worshipers.
He
got many worshipers. And Jesus Christ started with 120. And 3,000 souls got saved on that same day. And ever since the day of... Now, you got to get with me now. And there was no Baptist back there. There was no Presbyterian back
there.
There was no name Protestant religion there. It was only Christians, because the word Christian is mentioned in the Bible 3 times. It's mentioned in Peter. It's mentioned in 2 times in Acts. And one time, I think old Pastor Paul preached a word to Agrippa. And Agrippa heard the word of God through Paul, and he preached Jesus crucified. And the grip said, oh, my God. He said, oh, my God. He said, Paul, you behaving yourself. He said, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. You almost persuaded me to accept Jesus Christ in my life, but I can't do it right now. You almost got me. And then Festus came along, and he heard Apostle Paul. And when he heard Apostle Paul, he said, listen here, Paul, you're a bad dude, man, but look,
come back
for a more convenient time. When I got a little time, I want to listen to some more. And I want to let you know, I don't hear nowhere in the scriptures, in the book of Acts or in the epistle, where Paul said, I got Agrippa and I got Festus. I hear no more about it. And I'm trying to tell you this. This afternoon, as me and Brother Jackson tried to get to the penetrating of your heart, don't be like Agrippa. I want to do more than persuade you. I want you to accept Christ. I want you to accept Christ. Don't wait till tomorrow. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give it over to the brother.
You're all right, doctor. Go ahead.
I'm going to give it over to the brother, because, amen, he got some good stuff, too. Amen. I know he can come out the word of God. Amen. Listen to what I'm saying. Amen. How many people die a year in heart disease? How many people die a year? This might not be the correct statistic that I get, but this is the best I can get. I got it off of YouTube. Heart disease, 696,000.
Wow.
968. That's a year. They die with heart disease. How many with cancer? 602,350. COVID, 350,831. Accidents, just regular accidents, 200,955. Strokes, 160,664. Respiratory breathing diseases. 152,657. Amheuser's, 134,242. Diabetics, 102,188. Influenza, 53,544. 78 million contact gonorrhea a year. 88,000 people die of alcoholism. 100,000 annually die of drug overdose. 45,000 commit suicide a year. a whole year, for a whole year from 2019 to 2020, 9 million people died of suicide. This is how people died. And it bothers me to say, how many were saved?
That's right.
How many knew Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? How many rejected the gospel when it was preached in 2019 and 2000? How many listened to a good sermon? How many went to church? How many repented out of those people that died? Are you right today? Are you saved today? Or you going to be riding that great whore in the 17th chapter? Because if you don't get caught in the rapture and you be left here, you, and if you don't die during the time of the tribulation period, you will have to face the Antichrist. You will have to face the false church that everybody is joining. And because in that church, you do what you want to do. Only thing you got to do is give the Lord a couple of praises, sing a couple of songs, and you out the door. All you do is do a couple of acts, act like you're shouting, don't know nothing about salvation. And you go around talking about, I love you, really, you don't love nobody, because you can't love nobody without the blood of Christ. You cannot love without Jesus Christ. And the world is saying today, hey, let us rejoice and be glad. Tomorrow we shall die. And that's what the world is doing today.
Right,
and
that's right.
These folks are doing the same thing. They're doing the same thing. They're trying to get away and act like they ain't doing nothing, but they're doing the same thing. That's why the Bible says, know them that labor among you. Because number one, there's more people going to hell. And I said this the other night. There's more people going to hell in this generation than any other generation that has been up on the earth. And this is the last generation. This is it, brothers and sisters.
Wow.
This is it. Ain't nothing after 2029. Ain't nothing after that but the return of Jesus Christ. Because there's two phases of his second coming. The first phase is the rapture. Then there's a seven-year tribulation period. And then at the end of the tribulation period, Christ will arrive. And it's 2022 now. We got seven more years before 2029. Jesus Christ, woo, Lord have mercy, 95.9. I believe with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, Jesus Christ is here in the month of September. Don't know the hour, don't know the day. Because the Bible didn't quote that. He said, I don't know the hour and the day. Only the Father knows, the Son don't know. But he said, when you see all this stuff coming together, when you see Gog and Magog forming, when you see the Jews back in the land, when you see the Jews are getting ready to build a temple, when you see the Jews getting ready to get two heifers, when you see the Jews getting the Ark of the Covenant ready, when you see the Jews saying they want a Messiah, when you see the Antichrist that's alive right now, he's alive. And he can't do nothing until what the body of Christ leads. And Russia cannot attack Israel. You hear what I said? It's a build-up now. They're building up the armies. They're building up the armies in Libya, Ethiopia. They're building up in Iran and Iraq. Men are enlisting to the army, and they're going to fight for the Russians, and the Russians are going to get a large army because that's what Ezekiel told us in the 38th and 39th chapter, and it's going to take 7 years to burn their material, and it's going to 7 months to bury the dead. And this cannot happen until the rapture of the church, because the church will not see the tribulation period. You better wake up.
Amen.
And I say that, you better wake up. Because let me tell you, don't you plan to do nothing. Don't you plan to do nothing but get on your knees and look towards heaven and say, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Because I know it's coming. I can see it's coming. People are talking about it. People don't know what to do. Preachers can't talk about it because they don't study the word of God. You got to be dedicated. You got to be consecrated. And if I wasn't consecrated, if I wasn't saved, if I wasn't sanctified, if I wasn't living for the Lord and gave my heart to him and give it all to him, I wouldn't be doing this. But God gave it to me. I received it. And guess what? I'm going to do it. The devil don't like it. Sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I get a little weary, but I got to do this because time is short. Four feast days has already been fulfilled this year, and I'm going to give it to the brother. The feast of what? The feast of Passover, the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of first fruit, the resurrection, the feast of Pentecost, which is the birth of the church. Church been here 2,000 years. The next three coming on the same. The feast of trumpet. That's the battle cry. The battle cry for the armies of the living God, the strength of the living God to be removed from the planet. In the last church age, Laodicea, we're in it. And then you got Feast of Yom Kippur, which is the second coming of Jesus Christ. And then you got that glorious, that marvelous millennium reign of Jesus Christ. World War III is on its way. And what's going to follow World War III? The Battle of Armageddon at the end of the tribulation period, where the saints of God will return from heaven. Hallelujah! Praise God! The churches ought to be shouting. The churches ought to be shouting, going outside, telling that Jesus Christ is coming.
Amen.
Oh, well, ooh, you out your cotton picking mind. Man, I ain't lived 30 years yet. I got some more living. No, you don't. You taking life. Because God can take you out of any time. You can die before your time the way you live it.
Right.
And people today are dying before their time. Drug addicts
are
dying. Homosexuals are dying. Oh, yeah. Church folks are dying because they're disobedient to God. And God said, no, look, you ain't doing nothing. I'm going to bring you on to heaven.
Mm.
Messing up. You ain't carrying my name right. And let me tell you, and I'm going to give it to the brother. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
You got a name. You got a name. And your name, if you doing what God telling you, you want to uphold your name. And when anybody tear down your name, the Bible say forgive them. But the end of their life, if they don't make a change, they're going to have to stand before God themselves and give an account. And no, any Christian don't want to defy the name of Jesus, his holy name. His name is to be carefully spoken. He can't count on Jesus like some kind of tramp because he's not a tramp. He come down here to save tramps.
That's right.
Hey, I was one of those tramps. He saved me from sin. And if you ain't sin, you a tramp.
Amen.
And tramps don't have no use to serve God. And God said, I want to get you to a place where you can serve me in spirit and in truth. And you tell the Lord, I ain't got no time for that. Don't be like that. Apostle Paul said, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the Bible says thou shalt be saved. You need Jesus Christ in your life. You won't hear this in churches. You won't hear this kind of preaching in churches. No, because the preachers are cowards. Some preachers are cowards. The Bible tell you in a minute, all the wicked dead was cast into the lake of fire. That's what the Bible said. And if the Bible said, I'm going to say it. All the wicked dead will be cast into the lake of fire. And if you die in your own wickedness, I'll guarantee you by the word of God, you're going to be cast into the lake of fire where it's burning forever and ever and ever and ever. And I can't get enough of sin forever. Tormented. You'll have all your faculties. You'll see, you'll talk, you'll walk, you'll hear, and you will remember the day you could have received Christ in your life. You're going to remember. If you die without Christ, you're going to remember the time. You said, I wish I would have took it. I wish I would have took it. That preacher sounds kind of crazy to me, but I wish I would have got saved. He was trying to tell me, I'm weeping for your soul. My heart is heavy for souls that need to know Jesus Christ. Brother Tim, so his spirit is heavy on winning souls, young people, old people, middle-aged people, out in the world, have been all through hell and sin and everything. They need to know that God still loves you. He loves you so much that he gave his only son. Ain't no more Jesus. Ain't number one. Anybody come up with another one, they fake and phony and a quack. Jesus Christ is the only way. Confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that God himself raised himself from the dead by the power of himself, God Almighty. You need to come to him now. You need to think on what this brother is saying and me saying. And I'm going to give it to him right now. Go ahead, Brother Tim. It's all yours, brother.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Awesome, brother. You were talking about witchcraft. Amen. And
yeah.
I don't think that a lot of times, because, you know, you don't hear it being preached in the church, and we're not taught. And when you think about witchcraft or a witch, you think about like the witch from the Wizard of Oz, a black outfit, green skin. You know, we do think of them. Amen. You know, something hideous. But the devil will come to you, and he will use beauty, amen, to deceive you, because he wants to use the innocent look to deceive you. There are witches everywhere. Amen. There are witches
everywhere,
in the community. They're everywhere. Warlocks. There are people like librarians, school teachers. They work at the stores. You know, they work in real estate. They work in the government. You name them. They are out here. Amen. And because we think on this level to where we've been brainwashed, that's not true. I ain't no witches. It ain't no warlocks. This stuff is real. Like the say, like Harry Potter. These folks are casting spells all the time. Amen. You have to be careful who you deal with.
Brother.
You have to be careful who you have your kids around. The Bible says, try the spirits by the spirits. Amen. I don't pride myself in you know, just, you know, allowing myself to be, you know, I'm not saying that I'm better than anyone else, but I'm just careful who I'm around. Amen. I watch people because people are so wicked, so low down and evil, up to so much conniving stuff. Amen. If you ain't careful, people will try to get over you. That's all the world wants. Everybody's out to get over. And now the internet makes it easier for people to get over on you. Amen. So,
yes,
amen. And I said that to say this. This is the point that I'm making at, is that angels, God sends his angels with us to watch over us, amen. He said he has his Holy Spirit watching over us to keep us, because
does.
It's important. Because once you become saved, you have a special protection. A lot of people don't even know this.
Yep.
You know, you don't hear pastors preach or talk about that. You have a special protection over you. Amen. For one, the devil can't do nothing to you without God's permission. He can't touch you nowhere. And I love that. Amen. You are free to go wherever you want in this world. Amen. Now, I want you to use common sense now. I don't want you going just voluntarily going into danger zones that you know you shouldn't be at or be in. You know, don't put yourself in harm's way. But what I'm saying is, if you're just going about your day, amen, I pray, I tell people all the time, I pray every time I get in my car, because
amen.
You never know what
amen.
May happen. Amen. You hope and pray, that you come back home safely. Amen. But you know, there are just a lot of things that go on. You hear about people who leave and never come home. Amen.
Yeah.
But see, God has his angels, and you can't leave until God says it's time, until God is ready for you.
Come on,
preacher. Amen.
So
I just want to
Amen.
I just want to share this verse with you real quick.
Go ahead.
Amen. This is about Jacob. This is Genesis, the 32nd chapter, verses 1 and 2. Amen. Let me just read one. But it says, and Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And so the point that I'm making is that God can always cover you. Amen. Because there's so much evil in the world. You have to pray for your kids. You know, people just seem to go about their life. People just forget about God once they leave the church. Amen. And you know,
come
so
on,
many
preacher.
People now.
Come on.
Amen. So many people now, not even, you know, the church is falling away. People not even going to church. They're not even raising their kids to church. They're not teaching their kids nothing about God. And so it's important because the brother said, he mentioned about witchcraft, black magic, white magic, you name it. It's out here.
Come on, man.
Amen. And people wonder why so much of this stuff is going on in the world. It's because these devils, they out here, these people who witchcraft and devil worshipers, they out here wielding evil in the world, and the saints are asleep. The saints are watching games and, amen, they're watching games and TV shows. They ain't prayed up. They ain't praying for nobody.
You're right, brother.
Amen. They're not even praying for themselves. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. Amen. We should be praying daily. We should be praying for one another. Amen. And if you are, amen, this won't apply to you. If you are praying for the church, especially for those that are what, as the Bible says, of the household of faith. Amen.
Those
should definitely be praying for the brothers and sisters in Christ. Brothers and sisters, I'm praying for you all. I love you. Amen. I know Elder Bazaar, I love you. We don't want
I
nothing. We, amen. Amen. You better know we do. And we just talked about Babylon. Amen. Don't you know that witchcraft? The brother said that witchcraft. He really said something. He said that there's witchcraft in the government. Amen. Don't you know that the military uses witchcraft? Amen. I know I've shared this before, but let me share this again. I have a good friend, amen, that told me, he said his neighbor was ex-military. The guy just came home. And he told my friend, he said, man, don't you know the government uses witchcraft? They use demons. That's what he said. He said that the government uses demons. He said, how you think that the government is able to locate people? Amen. Because when they want somebody, they'll find you. Because you got to understand, there's a spiritual world that we cannot see. We cannot see the spiritual world. The spiritual world is all around us. And we talked about this before, how demons have been on the earth since the what? Since the flood. Because we know that the demons, they come from giants, Nephilim. After they perish, after their bodies perish, those disembodied spirits roam the earth. They roam the earth. And man is still, remember I told you about Cush, about the Babylonian system? Them demons taught Cush, amen, and whoever followed Cush, everybody that was in the witchcraft and demonic evil spirits, taught them these things, witchcraft, seances, warlock, taught them the brotherhood, taught them these things. See, you got to give yourself over to these things in order to communicate. Now, I'm not saying that you do that. So that would be a very bad thing for you if you do. Amen. But this stuff is real. They are very real demons. Amen. You see the stuff. They try to make the stuff look innocent. They got it in cartoons. They got it in children's shows. They try to make the stuff look innocent. I remember we used to read those stories about Hansel and Gretel and all that stuff. And they used to talk about, you know, Halloween. Look at Halloween, how they try to decorated and make it look cute for kids. That stuff is not cute. Them folks are celebrating dead souls. Them folks are celebrating lost souls because that's what they celebrating, the souls that have been lost. Amen. They're celebrating the dead. Amen.
Amen.
That's evil. And they make that something to do. I've not ever been into Halloween. Never put on a Halloween costume. Never been trick-or-treating. When I was a kid, I just never got into that. I never saw the point. As a kid, I didn't want to do that. My mom said, "You want?" I said, "No, Mama, I don't want to do that." I just never was into that. And maybe this
come on.
I guess God knew he was going to call me. When I don't know, amen. I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody, but I'm just saying, I'm not saying that you're going to hell because you used to trick or treat. I'm not saying none of that. I'm just saying be careful what you allow your children to indulge in because a lot of this stuff is so evil and so wicked. And what the devil do with these TV shows. Me and my brother was talking about Disney, how Disney is wicked and evil. Don't think it's not. Research it. It's, you know, they talk about how they into the sex trafficking and kidnapping kids and stuff. You know, you have to be careful because all this stuff is about sacrifices for Lucifer, for the devil himself. He wants souls. He wants human sacrifice, baby sacrifice. They want to drink kids' blood and eat flesh. So a lot of these folks, like the brother said, you know, he said, these folks look good on the outside. They got money. but they do some of the most horrific, evil, demonic stuff just to get that $1 million check. It ain't about talent. This guy said that a long time ago. He said, man, it ain't about talent. You look at some of these folks. These folks ain't, and I know that's true because in Dallas, you'll see a lot of people with talent, people who can act, people who can sing, play music. And, you know, they have those live bands in Dallas. It's like, man, that lady can sing or that guy can sing. And you wonder, how is this person not famous? How is this person a good actor and they're not well known? Well, that's because some people know what's behind the scenes. They're not willing to sell out, sell their soul. They'd rather have that peace of mind, or they may have salvation. They are not willing to go that far to do some of the evil, wicked, unspoken of, unheard of things behind the scenes just to get millions of dollars. And trust me, they say the bigger the bank account, the more wicked they are, the more evil they are, the more evil they are involved. They have to be, because that's what Satan wants them to do. And Satan don't care about your talent. Satan, take your talent and your gift, whatever you're able to do, and he's going to use it for his kingdom. Because Satan said, you want to make this money and you want to live, this is my world. You're going to do as I say do, or you're going to die. It's just that plain and simple. And I don't know how true it is. Amen, doctor, you better speak. Amen. I don't know how true it is. Amen. My son had told me, my younger son had told me about how they've been cloning some of these rappers. I said, they've been cloning? He said, yeah. He said, some of the things that they were showing details of one of the rappers, how he looked different and how just different things on his body is different. I said, wow. I said, it has to be true, because I remember back in the 90s, brother, I remember they were talking about cloning sheep. And then they talk about how successful they was, about how they had 100%. I said, what? And then next thing you know, you never heard nothing else about it. The government must have hushed him up about talking about it. You never heard. And then somebody said, well, if they can clone a sheep, they can clone a human being. That's dangerous.
Yes, they can.
To actually murder somebody, to take part of their DNA and to recreate them. That is satanic. See
satanic.
We don't think in terms of that's evil and wicked, because one, it ain't happening to nobody in our family, because it ain't close to us, because we become callous. They show you these movies, they show you these shows to entertain you, and you think, oh, that's just only in the movies. No, that stuff is real. This stuff that you see on these movies, they ain't that brilliant to make this stuff up. I just got to say, they're not that brilliant. They're not that brilliant to draw these creatures that they show. This stuff actually roamed the earth at one point in time. This is stuff that you're not going to get from your average pastor, because your pastor's too scared to preach this stuff. Number one, either your pastor's too scared to preach it, or they're too brainwashed because of the systematic system of churches have been brainwashed. The devil's in the churches. The devil's paid off people to say, hey, make sure they don't preach or talk about that. Or if they do, make them look bad, make them look crazy to preach this. Just like they do people in the government. That's how they do people in the government. They come out and speak up. When they work in the government, they've seen these aliens, they've seen these beings, they've seen these creatures behind the shadow government and behind the closed doors and curtains.
Yes.
And when they come public with it and say, hey, this is real, they're made to look crazy. Amen? But I'm here
Amen,
to tell you,
brother.
You call me crazy. You call us, you call me crazy. I know you can call Elder Bizarre crazy, but we know. Amen. We know what's going on. This is what God wants you to preach. We are in the last days. I mean, we are in the last days. This is some satanic, demonic, evil stuff. You think we're going to let this pass us by? The Holy Spirit that dwells within us, it's time for preachers to stop getting behind the pulpit. Stop talking about stuff about dedication to the mind, dedication to a schedule. All this old silly nonsense. I'm like, what in the world is this person talking about? How you get more money, all this stuff. I'm like, am I at a motivation speech? Am I at a seminar? Am I at a sermon? You know, and they preach nothing out of the Bible, nothing about hell, nothing about the lake of fire, nothing about the things to come, nothing about the return of Christ. Amen. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying preach it every Sunday, but you should do it, sir. Even if you teach it on Sunday school or if you teach it in Wednesday night Bible study, but it's time to start waking up the church and to sound the alarm and let the church know that Christ is soon to return to this earth. But you got so many pastors that won't do it. Satan is set back laughing at them. And say no that most of these preachers in these churches, I just got to say, I'm just being real. I'm not hating. I'm just telling the truth. Most of them are a joke. And that's why they can't refill the churches, because while people have been off of work, they've had time to hear preachers like us, hear preachers, people that's teaching and preaching on the Internet about, hey, look, This is we're getting close to the end. And now that people want answers, amen, that's what they want to hear. Amen. I've been advised to do a series in the church because this is what people want to hear now. It ain't no more it's okay if you're doing fish fries and raise money, I understand, whatever your situation is. And I don't always agree with a lot of things that go on in the church, but amen. But you go right here. The point that I'm making is that it's time for us to do what? It is time for us to shake the bushes, and it's time for us to start teaching the world the truth, to let the church know, amen, what's going on. Angels protect you, amen. Angels protect me. Angels protect Elder Bazaar. The devil can't do nothing to us unless God, unless the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit probably said it right now, I wish you would. I wish you would try. I remember I told this one guy, amen, a long time ago, amen. He was trying to say something about, what if this happened and somebody tried to break in your house? Cause I said, brother, I stopped him right on the dime. I said, brother, if a devil, because that's what they are, if a devil try to come to my house and do harm, God will kill him on the way. Let me tell you that. Because you got to stop nonsense dead in this track. Amen. Don't accept everybody pouring all kind of evil stuff into your spirit. You stop the devil. When it comes, you got to protect your spirit. I'll protect my spirit. I'm around. Amen. I know people are hateful. I'm talking about church folks out in the street. These are folks that go to church every day. And some of these folks have the nerve to have their body up in the pulpit. I protect myself from people. I don't go around them. I don't have nothing to do. I ain't got to talk to them. I can be courteous and speak to you and keep going. That's all I need to do. But a lot of these folks is wicked as H-E-double-L. I'm just going to tell you the truth. They ain't God. They ain't got the Spirit of God in them. They ain't saved. They ain't got no salvation. And that's what I was saying last week or earlier this week about you just can't believe that everybody in church on the pulpit is saved because they're not. I'm just being real. I hate to break it to you, but not everybody that sits, I don't care how cute they are, I don't care how fine they are, how good they smell, how well they dress, how much jewelry and nice of a car and nice apparel they wear. Everybody ain't saved that's in that church. A lot of these folks is just evil as I don't know what. I've been in church all my life. Yeah. All my life. And I've seen wicked people in the church.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. I know somebody right now, amen, that's family associated. Evil as I don't know what. Man, the guy played a keyboard and he's gay. And I'm like, and you know, for years I just like, Lord have mercy. I just gotta tell the truth. I always want to didn't have a wife. I'm like, the guy got a good job. He drives nice cars. He dressed decent. And then, you know, I was young. I was real young. I didn't understand what was going on. Didn't understand why the man didn't have a wife. And then somebody told me, yeah, man, that and it was his own family. One of his own family members told me, yeah, man, you didn't know he was last. I said, no, I had no idea. No, I was young. I was green. I didn't know anything about that. No, we wasn't accustomed coming out of the 80s into the 90s of seeing people like that. It was very rare, you know, that you saw people. You know, I didn't know. I was raised in a Christian home. Again, I was green. I was square, you know. I didn't know anything about that stuff. And so, you know, until somebody, until one of his family members told you, yeah, he's gay. He likes men. I'm like, Lord have mercy. What am I, what? And so, you know, like I said, you have to protect yourself from certain people. Be courteous to them. Speak to them, but keep going. Amen. The church is full of devils. Amen. I'm not lying to you. Read Revelation. If you don't believe what we are teaching and preaching, you need to read your Bible. You got a problem. We ain't got a problem. You need to read your Bible. Because over in Revelation, the first three chapters, the Bible tells you, Christ said there were two churches out of
seven churches.
Two churches was found where the other five were not. That's not a good number. That means less than half of the church is ready to go home to Christ. If Christ was to crack that sky right now and descend from heaven with the shout of the voice or the trump of the archangel, that means less than half of the church is going home. Less than 30%. I didn't gave you the number. Less than 30% will go home. That's real. That means the church is full of devils. That means most of the people in your church don't like you. This is why folks in the church don't like you. This is why people run from the church, don't want to go to church, because you got folks that cut up and act like they ain't got no sense. Don't show
Come
no
on,
love.
Preacher.
Don't care about folks. Step all on people. Hurt people's feelings. Don't care. Talk about people. Don't care. That's some of the worst thing. And you worry about people fornicating and committing adultery. But what about these folks that's running folks out of the church? That's blood on their hands. People who
yes, sir,
looking for the truth, coming out to get saved, and you got folks that's in the church gatekeeping. I'll never forget this church I went to one time. There's this woman in the church, and they told me some stuff I'm not going to even share on the air about this woman. I said, well, I see why she's the way she is, because you want to know why. Because a lot of these churches can't grow because you got people like that. The pastor try to hang on to this one person. I'm thinking to myself, man, if he get rid of you, the church probably would grow, because you got folks gatekeeping the church. You try to hang on to this one little check coming in every week or every however often they pay their tithes, whatever, and you can get rid of that person. God will bless you with 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 more people. Just that one person is stunning and hurting your mind. But you got some of these pastors that don't know no better. They so desperate for a dollar. I just got to say it, doctor. They so desperate for a dollar.
Go ahead.
That they'll keep the devil in the church. The thing that demon or that devil is doing them some good. Don't even know that if you would have got rid of that devil 5-10 years ago, your church would have exploded. Your church would have been where it needs to be. Because you can't keep people with that type of hateful mindset, spreading that hate. And you got to pay attention to what goes on to you in your church. The Bible says,
come on,
the Spirit, by the Spirit. When I was pastor, I knew everybody in my church. What's going on? There ain't no funny stuff. Amen. I didn't play that.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I just got to be real. I didn't play that. And I would tell my officers in the church, if you don't see me running down on you, you shouldn't be running down nobody in the church. That ain't your place. But you got folks that are hurt people feeling. They're down people. Make people feel bad. Make people cry. I tell people, you see how I treat you? That's how you should treat your people. It ain't none of that being mean. I've seen people in the church be mean to people. I'm like, Lord, does the pastor know that you treat people like that in the church? Apparently he don't. Amen. But that's the overseer's job, is to oversee. Know your officers. Know your people in your church. Know the people who's leading the people in your church. Watch them.
Amen.
Come around, sneak up on them sometime. Amen. I got to say this. Come around and watch what's going on in your church. Don't just leave it to them to run things. You don't know what they're doing. Walk in on them sometime, quiet. Sit down sometime when they're doing those things in the church. Come and see what's going on in the church. And when you see stuff, call it out. Don't be so scared to say something. You don't want them to keep their ties. They can keep their ties, because it ain't about your tie, no way. Amen. It's about growing the kingdom of God. Our job
Come
is
on.
To grow the Come kingdom on. Of God. You so concerned about a dollar. I've seen pastors like, Lord, he can't even get out of his own way to grow his ministry. And he's so concerned about what they say and what this person say, and if he going to pay the tithe. Now, if this person is making so much money, he stopped paying the tithe, light bill can't get paid. No, you know we serve the God that created you and me, the God of heaven, the God that sent his only begotten son that loved us so much to die for our sin. I'm concerned about one or two, three people. If they don't pay their tithe, light bill won't get paid. Lights may get cut off. The gas may not be on. the church building, they don't get paid, whatever the situation is. But God is bigger than all of that. That's why there's no more church. The church is over. It's time out for all of the churches. Done.
It's time out.
This is over with. They trying to pack folks up, and some of them realize that the church ain't coming back. They online now, but if you online, it's time to preach the return of Christ. It's Revelation 1, 2, and 3. We need to prepare the church to go home. We still talking about some stuff you were talking about 5 years ago. We need to be looking for Christ. We need to be watching and teaching the church about Revelation, the things of this book. Amen. Go ahead, Doctor. I was going on, bro. Go ahead, Doctor.
All right. Look here, brother. You hit the hammer on the head. We thank the Lord for this opportunity that we're able to try to express and interpret what the Bible says, and that's what it says. This is the last church age. This is the age in which Christ is going to remove the body of Christ at this time, and the false church will rise in the 17th chapter, and those that don't know Jesus Christ now will be left here, and they will have a choice to choose who they're going to serve. Either they're going to serve the Antichrist and worship him, or worship the true Christ. True repentance can only come by knowing Jesus Christ. The false Messiah, which is the Antichrist, he don't require nothing. The only thing he said, keep on doing what you're doing. I just want you to worship me. Hey, just bow down to me. Hey, amen. Give me your homage. Give me everything you got. Hey, if you redemption, you know, the devil can't redeem nobody because he came to what? Steal, rob, and destroy. And guess what? That's what he's been doing for the last 6,000 years. He's killing, murdering, raping. Oh, he's chopping up people. I heard the other day a man was a handyman at this young lady's house for 2 years, and they were messing with each other and having sex with each other. And then he finally, I don't know, she was planning to leave him, and her husband was out of town. And he got mad, took a, I don't know how long the knife was, but he cut her up, put her in a bag, and shipped her out and dumped her into the garbage. They caught the man, but I'm saying this is what's going on in our world today. It is ferocious. It is madness. It is going through the church like a steamroller, and people sitting up there like a knot on the log, wondering what's going on. You got to read your Bible. You got to repent of your sin and turn from your wicked ways, because sin will blind you, and sin is blind a lot of church folks. Why? Some saved, they still blind. You can be saved and not know anything about the second coming of Jesus Christ, so you need to get into it, because when you get to heaven, but those that are saved at the judgment seat of Christ, they're going to be judged according to their works. What did you do for Jesus? What did you announce for Jesus? Did you live for him? And did you show an example to the world of being a witness? But look, we're living in a time now. Ain't no time left. Really ain't no time left. Because Russia is preparing the next 4 months. They're preparing to do something that Ezekiel prophesied 2,600 years ago.
Amen.
Prophesy exactly what's going on today, my brothers. He is planning, as I've said before, take the Middle East. Go down to Jerusalem and conquer Jerusalem. And from that place, you can rule the world. And there's no country that's going to stand up against Russia, not even America. And the reason why, because He is gathering an army from all other nations. Libya, Iraq, Iran, Ethiopia. These men are willing to fight, and they are enlisting them right now. And we sitting around like a coconut, hard to break, to get you to understand you need Christ in your life. Because when Christ comes, it ain't going to be slow motion. It's going to be so fast, so fast. If you're standing up when Christ comes again, before you twinkle your eye, your clothes will still be standing up, and you will be gone And then they're going to fall to the ground. The graves are going to open. The trump is going to blow. And then within a week's time, people are going to wonder what happened. They're going to find out it's the rapture. Oh, it happened. And they ain't going to know what to do. The church doors will be shut tight. You won't go to church no more. You don't have to go to church because the government is not going to allow you to worship Christ like you want to and like we're doing now because he wants worship. Just to back up a little bit, I want to let you know who belongs to the Illuminati. In the Illuminati, George Bush. George Bush belongs to the Illuminati, Satan worship. Bill Clinton was a member. W. Walker Bush was a member. Ronald Reagan was a member. James Carter was a member. Gerald Ford was a member. Richard Nixon was a member. Lyndon Baines Johnson was a member. Eisenhower was a member. Harry S. Truman was a member. Barack Obama and many more belong. Now, this ain't no joke. Go to the Whitaker Encyclopedia and go to the Botanical Encyclopedia, and you will find this information. These government officials, and there's many more that's connected up with these secret societies and actually are worshipers of Satan. They drank blood. They offer sacrifice babies to Moloch. They eat their own feces. They drink their urine. The Queen of England is under the influence of the Illuminati. Oh, my God. Don't you know the Antichrist, which is alive now? I know his name. Do you know he belonged to all these Illuminati secret societies?
That's right.
Now he knows all about dark worshiping. But yet still, he's going under the name of Catholics. And Catholic means universal. Universal means the whole planet will go under the influence of the world church. The world church is found in the 17th chapter of Revelation. That's what it is. It's not, it ain't just America, but America's going to link up with it. And everything that you see in the word of God is coming true. Listen at this. Is big time preachers, big time leaders, how much money they make. We got Louis Farrakhan. That's an occult religion. Mohammed existed, where is he? Where's Mohammed? He's dead. He ain't got up for no grave. We got Bishop Noel Jones makes $5 million. A year, or maybe more than that. We got Louis Farrakhan. He gets $3 million a year. We got Bishop Eddie Long, $5 million. We got Paula White, $5 million. We got Joyce Myers, $8 million. Juanita Burham, $10 million. And they always crying. They crying broke now. Bishop Jakes, $18 million. Down there in Dallas. We got Rick Warren, $25 million. I don't know how many books he done wrote, but they ain't nothing to him. It's just going by his experience and things that are going on. But he don't take the Bible as a priority of authority of the Word of God. We got Cleffo Dollar, $27 million. I mean, these are preachers. These supposed to be preachers. These supposed to be anointed preachers. Preaching what? The gospel of Jesus Christ. What they do? What do they need with all this money? What are they doing with?
Come on,
what are they doing with? We got Joel Osteen, $40 million. Living in a house that's worth $18 million. What are they doing with? We got Benny Hinn, $42 million. We got Cleffo Dollar that wanted a $65 million airplane. Where is he going to fly? Around the corner? And yet still on TV, and people listen to these guys and act like they are anointed of God, and they ain't anointed because they ain't preaching. They're not preaching Christ. They're not preaching the resurrection. They're not preaching the second coming of Jesus Christ. They're not preaching righteousness. They're not preaching loving one another. They just say, gimme, 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 gimme. And yet still, people will listen to that and get a little enjoyment out of it and die and go to hell. Because if a preacher is not pointing you to the cross of Christ, he ain't preaching. He ain't got nothing to preach about because Jesus done it all. And he said, you're going to have the poor with you always. Everybody can't be rich. And everybody can't be poor. But there are more rich people than there are poor people because they are hogging it all. They want to go. They want to, this false gospel, die and go to heaven. No. And I get a little boggled there. Hell no until you accept Jesus Christ. And I know that sounds a little vulgar, but let me, I got to tell you, I'm the kind of guy, I just don't like a whole lot of foolishness. I don't like you to be lying to me. Don't lie to me. Tell me the truth. And I believe this. If brother Jackson will find out I'm telling lies, he don't want no dealing with me.
That's right.
And same for me. I know he's lying to me and he's the most funny looking doctor. No, man, that ain't right. We can't talk no more. But we coming from the same book. We read the same scriptures. We believe in the same Jesus. We believe in the same thing, what Jesus was and who he was and what he did. And when he's coming back soon and very soon. And we're warning you and telling you in love. I mean a dying love. I mean in a love that you can't even bear to even take it. God loved me so much, he gave me the opportunity to preach his name and to carry his name. And the same with Brother Jackson. Somebody out there that's listening to me, and I wish and pray that you'll continue to listen because we ain't going to be here too much longer. Oh, what you talking about, preacher? You act like you know the day and hour. No, I don't know no day and hour. But I got sense enough to read the Bible to tell me the time and the season that it's going to happen in. And we are exactly in the time and season. The Bible said if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God would raise his son from the dead, only time in history that anybody rose from the dead on their own power. Nobody ever did it but Jesus Christ. And by that, men now can come to God through the reconciliation of Jesus Christ made on Calvary's cross. And he said, whosoever will, let him come.
Amen.
And you should come because there's no guarantee that you're going to wake up in the morning. There's no guarantee that you'll go to bed the night and get a good night's rest. There's no guarantee because things are happening around the world. And just like the brother said, I got divine protection around me every day. I don't leave the house until I bow my head down and say, Lord, take care of me. Watch over me. Let me be industrial to you that I can help somebody. And the world today, the church folks don't pray no more. They just don't pray no more. Preachers don't pray no more. Preachers can't even get together and have a good Holy Ghost-filled prayer time to ask God to anoint them to preach the word that nobody won't slip into hell because they didn't receive Christ.
Wow.
That's the only way you go to hell. That's the only way you go to hell. You can't go to hell no other way but to reject, terminate the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ and said it is no worth, it's not worth nothing, but it's worth everything.
That's right.
Good God Almighty. I'm not dying for nobody to go to hell. I couldn't go if I could. But Jesus Christ died for you. And just as much he died for me. And what we want you to do is think about your soul. That's what we want you to do. Think about your soul. Do your soul say, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'm a sinner. Yes, Lord, I've been playing a hypocrite. Yes, Lord, I need to move up Yes, Lord, I need to get a closer walk with you. I need to get a more understanding of end times so I can be ready when you come.
That's right.
When he come, buddy, when he come, buddy, it ain't going to be no picnic.
Right.
After the church leaves the earth, God said, okay, Satan, it's yours. It's yours for 7 years. And I'm going to leave those that don't know me on the earth, and I'm going to send 144,000, and I'm going to send Moses and Elijah to make the last request to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And guess what? It works, because there was a number that no man could number after the 144,000 priests. And that number was called the Tribulation Saints. My friends,
amen.
You don't want to be here when that happens. You want to be in heaven. But those that don't make it, whatever you do, I'm closing. And brother going to offer a quick altar. I got 5 minutes. He's going to offer altar. The main thing, the last thing, is when God gives the last call of 7 years of gospel preaching around the world. If you are left here, whatever you do, don't bow down to nobody that comes up on this earth and says that he is Jesus Christ. Don't
That's
be
right.
like Jim Jones. Don't be like Daddy Grace. Don't be like Father Divine. Don't be like none of these crackpot, false called preachers, backyard preachers, donut preachers that don't know what they're doing. They're only deceiving you and damn folks. Hell, and I guarantee you there ain't going to be no picnic in hell. No way. Ain't no picnic in hell. It's going to be agony and
right.
misery because you pay for your own sins. And if you
want
right. to pay for your own sins, if you want to pay for your own sins, the only thing you got to do to pay for your own sins is reject Christ. Because if you reject Christ, you're going to have to pay for your own sins. And the wages of sin is
right.
death, and the gift of God is what? Eternal life. Live forever, joy forever, peace forever,
Amen.
Love forever, forever and ever. Just be and live with Jesus Christ throughout eternity.
That's
Good
right.
God Almighty, how come you can't get it through your thick head? Satan don't care nothing about you. Nothing.
You sure don't.
He's killing babies. He's killing young people. He's killing infants. He's killing old folks. He's killing young folks. He's killing folks in prison. He's killing folks in the same asylum. He don't care. He is doomed for hell. Don't go with him. Don't shake his hand. Don't give him the time of day. He ends up
right.
a slew-foot, backyard clown. And he knows he done lost. Go ahead and offer that altar.
Amen. Amen. Awesome, awesome word today. Amen, brother. I thank you. Amen. Once again. Amen. Thank the Most High God for this opportunity to reach and speak to the world. Amen. We're going to continue to do so. Amen. Romans, amen, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. That's what it says. Amen. Just that simple. Amen. Ain't no need to complicate salvation. God is easy. God is simple as 1, 2, 3, A, B, C. That's what I love about the God that I serve. He's just
Amen,
that simple.
Bro.
A lot of people say all salvation ain't that simple. Oh, well, you don't know the Bible. Amen. My God is simple. That was the reason
yeah.
that Christ came and died on the cross, so salvation could be simple. See, that's what the devil don't want you to know. The devil wants you to believe that going to heaven is hard. That's what he wants you to believe, so you can be lost and so you can go to hell. So people will turn their back and say, man, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to stop fornicating and committing adultery, drinking and drugging. I'm not ready to walk away from my sin, because the devil had you thinking that you got to drop everything all at once to come to God. That's not how it works. Amen. The Bible says,
Amen,
come
bro.
As you are. What that means is come as you are spiritually. When you are sick, you don't wait till you get better to go to the doctor. Who does that? What type of nonsense is that? What type of sense does that make?
Come on.
I'm going to wait till I get the feeling better when I'm almost hill to go to the doctor. Nobody does that. You go to the doctor sick so that you can get what? Better, so you can get healed. Amen. Wish I had more time to go in depth. But amen, we're going to talk about some salvation on Wednesday. We will be, we'll be back on the earth. Oh, yeah, today is so, amen. Yeah, we'll be back on the earth Wednesday. And we're going to deal with that a little bit, me and the brother. We're going to talk about it. We're going to deal with salvation a little bit because we want you all to be saved. We want you to know that God is ready to embrace you. Now, why would God have you to go through, climb a mountain just to hug you? God said, no, I want you to be here with me. God loves you. He can't go adores you. That's why he gave his only begotten son. But we're about out of time. Family, we love you. We're going to spend some time on salvation Wednesday night. We love you. God bless you. Remember, family, you are royalty. Me and Elder Bazaar, we are royalty. I know the brother's been teaching a long time. He's royalty. Amen. I've been teaching for a little time myself, so I'm royalty. We are in this royal family, and we want you to come join this royalty.